as we welcome in something a little different that's coming to Tibbetts Young audiences, and it's called Charleston, the show that's on stage, story of the Roaring Twenties, and a whole lot more on stage this weekend at the Tibbetts. And we got a number of the cast members here this morning. So let's kind of go around here and introduce yourself and tell us who your character is.
My name is Allison Harvey, and I play Polly Pepper. And Polly Pepper is a high-spirited flapper, and she's turning 18 in the show.
Okay. I'm Ella Budd, and I play Mona Schlump Garden. She is a nightclub owner.
I'm Haley Robinson, and I play Augusta Granville, Polly's high socialite aunt.
My name is Lucas Stewart, and I play Cheater Hayes, a gangster who steals Polly's necklace. Okay.
I'm William Odisher, and I'm Muggs O'Toole, who is Cheater's partner.
A couple of gangsters here, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Stuart Sebesky, and I play Buck Wayne, a pilot from Texas who was smitten with Polly.
Oh, very cool. This is a little different. This is different than what you guys have normally done, show-wise, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit different feel to it with the jazz music. Julia Litley, you're the director of the show for this. Kind of describe the overall theme of this show for everybody.
Well, Polly, as Allison mentioned, is turning 18, and she is going to have a birthday party where she is going to be given the family heirloom, the ice garden. Well, of course, it's worth $1 million, so people want it, and the gangsters are after it. And she also has some confidence people that are after her aunt's money. So it's kind of a little bit of crime, a little bit of drama, and, of course, a little bit of romance, because Polly and Buck, they are swell on each other.
Okay. As we said, this is different for what you know traditionally would do for Tibbetts Young audiences as far as the music, kind of the feel for it, and there's a little bit of history to it too for the kids, right?
Oh, sure. The kids are learning a little bit about what the 1920s was about. We have a song called The Roaring Twenties that features 21 different headlines from the era, so the kids are learning about which presidents were a part of that and some of the things that happened during that time. It was a really tumultuous time in our history. So.
Well, Friday and Saturday nights on stage at the Tibbetts, and then Sunday afternoon with the matinee coming up here. So being from the Roaring Twenties, do you guys have some cool costumes?
Yes, we have really cool costumes and some of the older, old-fashioned ones as well.
So what's your costume look like?
It's, well, I have two. One's a flapper dress with a flower on it, and the other one is a long black one with a brooch and then silver.
How about yours?
Well, I'm an older lady, so I wear, I have three different costumes, so I have to go through a lot of costume changes, but one of them I would never see in my closet. It has like this huge ruffle thing, and it's uncomfortable.
What about the gangsters?
We have fedoras with sparkles on them.
They're fabulous. Let's be real here. Fabulous.
Okay. And are you just kind of the boring old pilot, or you get to wear a fun costume too?
I get to wear cowboy boots, a nice bomber jacket, and depending on which scene it is, little flight goggles and a cowboy hat.
Cool. 50-some kids in the cast of this thing, and it's always fun. I'm sure there's a lot of kids you guys have worked with before, but are you making some new friends when you do shows like this?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. What's your favorite part about being in these Tibbetts Young Audiences shows?
Probably just hanging out with my friends.
Well, how about you guys?
It's nice to see the director was my kindergarten teacher, so it's nice to be able to reunite with her again and watch us grow up, all of us.
You've been in a number of shows. What's been fun for you kind of through the years to be a part of this?
Just being on stage and being able to entertain people.
Very cool. What do you think people are going to like most about the show?
There's a lot of dancing and choreography in this show, and it's really, really fun.
Are you guys learning a lot about the Roaring Twenties that you never knew before?
Yeah, we learned that penicillin was discovered by accident.
So are you learning some stuff?
Yeah. I actually didn't know that Herbert Hoover was the president when the stock market crashed.
Okay. There you go. So we get a little bit of history with it while you're entertaining other folks and having some fun with it. So again, it's Friday, Saturday nights on stage at the Tibbetts Opera House, and those are 7 o'clock performances. And then Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, tickets are just $5 for this. You can get it from cast members, or if you're going to pay by credit card online, it's $2 more, but Tibbetts.org, or stop by the offices, administrative offices, to get those tickets for it. So break a leg, guys. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Now, most everybody here is dressed up in green, right? You got a little bit of green. Not everybody has green on here this morning. So we want to we'll make you honor. I'm not sure what. Oh, those are kind of green socks he's got on there. So. Yeah. Oh, he's got green. Okay, he's got green bracelet on here this morning. So, all right. Before we let you guys go, though, we've got to teach you a little bit of Gaelic. Okay. You want to do that? Okay. So you're gonna learn how to say Happy St. Patrick's Day in Gaelic. All right, so follow after me. La Ela, Padraig.
Padraig.
Sanajeev.
Sanajeev.
So let's put it all together. Laila Padraig Sanajeev.
Leila
Padraig Sanajeev. Not bad. That's a happy St. Patrick's Day in Gaelic. Give yourselves a round of applause here, okay? Cast members of Charleston, our Tibbetts Young Audiences, and our Tibbetts Talk.